Let's go to Genesis chapter 13. Father, thank you for this day, your mercy and your grace, Lord. Help me get out of the way. Lord, there's so much that can be said. But Lord, I pray that what's said is useful. Who cares what my knowledge is, Lord, but is it useful for today? Is it useful for this church? Is it useful for someone here that needs help that we don't even know about? Because you know all things, Lord. We love you. We thank you. Thank you for your word. In the precious name of Christ Jesus, my Lord and Savior, I pray. Amen. So Genesis chapter 13, familiar scripture. Let's begin at verse 5. Get my notes here. My scribbles. And Lot also, which went with Abram, had flocks and herds and tents, and the land was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together, for their substance was great, so that they could not dwell together. And there was strife between the herdmen of Abram's cattle and the herdmen of Lot's cattle, and a Canaanite and a Perizzite dwelt then in the land. And Abraham said unto Lot, let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my herdmen and thy herdmen, for we be brethren. Is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou wilt take the left hand, then I will go to the right, or if thou depart to the right hand, then I will go to the left. Now we know that this land belongs to Abraham. Abram. He's going to become Abraham. God has promised him the land. We find out it's all the way to the Euphrates down to the Nile. It belongs to Abraham. Abraham's not worried about what belongs to him. His trust is in the Lord. We're going to see Lot's trust is in himself or in what he can see. First, I want to say this, though. There's strife between him and Abraham. There's strife that comes in a church. There's strife that's in marriage. And what's interesting about this is that everything Lot has is because of Abram. It's because of God, but Abram's the one that's blessed. It's not because of Lot. Now, Abram was told to get away from his family, so he probably should have brought Lot with him. His dad got him stuck in Haran there for a while, and then God had to tell him again, hey, get down to where I told you to, and he did. But what's interesting is there's strife. Now, you think about it, and listen to this, young people. If there's strife in a home, let me ask you, is it better to be in a home where there's people who love God and there might be some strife, or to be in the world? Because I want you to see something about Lot. Lot's got strife instead of saying, you know what, uncle, it's much better for me to just tell my herdmen and submit to you and be with you than for me to go on my own. And if you notice something, real quickly, go to Genesis chapter 19. Genesis chapter 19, verse 4 through 8. Now, we know that he's in Sodom now. Now, is there strife in Sodom? Bad things going on in Sodom? But look at the extent that Lot goes to stay in Sodom. I mean, the kings have already come and taken him away, but he's going to go to great lengths to keep peace in Sodom that he wasn't willing to do with Abraham. And I've taught on this, but this thought is brand new as far as it came to me today to think about it. And my thought is, behold, how good is it to and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell in unity. Abram is his uncle, but he's also his brother as far as following God. The Sodomites aren't. The people from Gomorrah aren't. But look at this in verse 4. But before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house round, both old and young, all the people from every quarter. And they called in Lot and said to him, where are the men which came into thee this night? Bring them out unto us that we may know them. And Lot went out at the door unto them and shut the door after him. And look at the effort he's going to make peace. He's willing to sacrifice his daughters, but he's not willing to sacrifice the cattle to keep peace with Abraham. I think it happens in our homes. It happens in our churches all the time. People leave the church over petty stuff and put up with wickedness where they go. And he said, I pray you, brethren, do not so wickedly. Behold, now I have two daughters which have not known men. Let me, I pray you, bring them out unto you, and do ye to them as good in your eyes. Only these men do nothing, for therefore came they under the shadow of my roof. Well, your daughters are born under the shadow of your roof. They're the vines around your table. And you're willing just to discard them to keep peace, to protect these angels that don't need your protection? And yet with Abraham, you won't humble yourself and say, you know what, it'd be better. There is strife, but I'd rather lose this stuff and stay with you. Think about that in your life. Where are you at in that? Number two, once again, it's Abraham's. Abraham's trusting God. Lot, you make the choice. Now, this is number two thing. Lot should have said, well, it doesn't belong to me. It belongs to you. He should have been humble like the Syrophoenician woman and said, I'll take the crumbs. I'll take the crumbs from the table because the crumbs are going to be more of a blessing than any trouble I'll probably get myself into. But what does he do? Look at verse number 10. And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere, before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto Zoar. In the entry, he lifted up his eyes and saw the plains. Well, there's a Bible verse in Psalms 121:1. Let me see, I think I wrote that down. I know it, my mind's gone blank. I go into different talk places and languages. Psalms 121. I can't even do that. It's hard to speak to people in English in another language too. Psalms 121. I will lift up mine eyes into the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. But what did he do? Did he lift up his eyes to the Lord? Did he bother to pray and say, God, I don't have enough sense to get out of the rain when it's raining. Can you help me decide? Abraham's been really nice to me. Would you help me decide the decision to make? Doesn't go to the Lord. He lifts up, and what does it say? Blessed is the man that walketh not after the counsel of the ungodly. A lot of times we think of other people, but you know what? If you're ungodly, your counsel is not good either. Nor sitteth the way standeth the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Think about it. There's a progression of sin, and Lot does it. Lot does the progression of sin. Look at the next verse. Then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves, the one from the other. And Abram dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent toward Sodom. Where did he pitch his tent towards? Sodom. Did he pitch his tent towards Abraham? Keep an eye on Abraham, make sure everything's going on with Abraham, so that when he comes out of the house, he can go to Abraham's house? No, he pitches his tent away from Abraham towards Sodom. And I give this illustration. I've done this with my kids. I don't know who the famous people are today, so I'll probably use some older people. You know, like Michael Jackson is dead. Miley Cyrus or whatever, Hannah Montana, she's changed. I don't know who she is anyway. Swift Taylor, whoever. But this is usually what's going on in a Christian home. Mom and dad are looking to Christ. They see their unworthiness. They're looking to the cross, and they're saying, that's what I want to be. Let this mind be in you, which was in Christ. You're looking to Christ because you want to be with Christ. Well, your family's with you. They're all in the row with you at church, but they're looking this way. And they're looking at Miley Cyrus or who's the rugby guy, Thurston Johnson Thomas or whatever his name is. You guys look at, I don't know. But you know what? Y'all are looking at them and saying, well, I'm not that. We're looking at Jesus saying, I'm not that. And we're striving for that. You're looking at that and saying, Mom, I'm not that. Why are you concerned? We're not that. But which way is your tent facing? And you're going to go the way you're facing. Listen to me. You're going to go the way you're facing. 14:12. Look at 14:12. And they took Lot, Abram's brother's son, who dwelt in Sodom, and his goods departed. So first he put his tent toward Sodom, and the next thing you see him, what he's doing, he's dwelling there. It had been so much better for him to get counsel from Uncle Abraham. And God was good enough to go deliver him from it, but he went right back. And the next time we see him, look at 19:1. 19:1. And there came two angels to Sodom at even, and Lot sat in the gate of Sodom, and Lot seeing them rose up to meet them. And he bowed himself with his face toward the ground. Where was he? He was sitting in the gate. Blessed is a man that walketh not, walketh not after the counsel of ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. And that's Lot. Plain as day. What's Abram? Abram's getting ready to set up another altar. Abram's at Bethel, between Bethel and another place. Bethel is the house of God. Lot's going in the wrong direction. Where are you at? He went by sight. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. He went by what he saw. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. For our light affliction, verse 17, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. So think about this. What does he see? He sees the temporal before God has destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. He sees the plain that's well watered. The grass is green. He's got cattle. I mean, isn't that the best place to go? You got cattle. That is, but he's using man's wisdom. He's using his own counsel. He's seeking his own. He hasn't stopped and waited and said, Lord, I need direction. I need help. Please show me what to do. Help me. Search me and know me. See if there be any wicked way in me, Lord, that I don't go the wrong way. He did not keep his heart with all diligence. He did not put away the froward mouth away from him. Started listening from the tent door to the music coming out of Sodom, and it got into his heart. I was preaching on that in the market. That's what you're doing when you don't put away the mouth of the froward. Who are the froward? Those that are against God, those that aren't governable. And that's rock and roll and the garbage. And a lot of the Hollywood. Next thing you know, you're going to be a part of that. You're going to be a part of that. Look at Jeremiah chapter 17. Because it was temporary. Those cities and all that was very temporary. Look at Jeremiah chapter 17. And there's a lot here. Please write the scriptures down and go back over them. Jeremiah 17 verse 5, thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man. Lot is trusting in himself. And maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are issues of life. Ponder the path of your feet. He didn't do those things. And he walked right into trouble, folks. He vexed his righteous soul. He made it out. His wife didn't, and his kids end up doing what they do. And you got Moab and Ammon from that. But look at this, verse 6. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit, what's he going to inhabit? The parched places, in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabit it. Well, guess what? He saw physically what it offered, but you know what it is now? It's a parched place. It's a salty place. His wife was turned to salt. The riches of God's word, it just amazes me. Sometimes when you're reading and studying I just went to this verse out, didn't even have my notes, and it's like, wow, that's Lot. Trusted in himself. He doesn't see when good comes because he's not with Abraham. And now everything that he had was lost. Lost his wife, and you got the salt there. It's a parched place. Even to this day. Even to this day. Now let's look at Abraham. Go back to Genesis chapter 13. Verse 14, the Lord said to Abram, after that Lot was separated from him. See, now wouldn't it have been good that if Lot would have bowed down before God? Because look, Lot lifted up his eyes. But now look what God says to Abraham. Lift up now thine eyes. Abraham wasn't. Abraham wasn't sitting there going, all right, Lot, you go south, I'll go north. You go east, I'll go west. I sure hope he doesn't pick that over there. Yeah, have you ever given somebody something you really hope they didn't take it? We're all guilty. I mean, come on. We're fleshy. But you know what? It was his already, and God promised him. But he's walking with God. And now God tells him, lift up your eyes. And look what he says to him. Lift up now thine eyes and look for the from the place where thou art, northward and southward and eastward and westward. And he's looking there eastward. And he sees the dust of Lot as Lot's leaving. And it's going to be his. It's going to be his. Now he still tries to help Lot later. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Arise, walk through the land in the length of it, in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. Then Abram removed his tent and came and dwelt in the land of Mamre, which is in Hebron, and built there an altar unto the Lord. A little history there. That's the first place David reigned. Go to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. See, Lot knew where he was going. He had picked it. Abraham's dwelling in a place he don't know nothing about, but God picked it. By faith, he sojourned in a land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city without foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Where your treasure is, where your heart is. That's why Lot's wife turned back. You know how Noah was able to get on the boat? He left the world. He literally left the world. He left everything he knew. But you know what? He inherited the world. Abraham by faith. You know, in the Hebrews, they haven't inherited it yet. They haven't got it yet. That little land they're fighting over, that's not theirs. They're all the way to Euphrates, all the way now. There's a lot more. But they're going to get it one day. What are you looking for? Where's your treasure? Where your heart is, that's where your treasure is. Where is it? God's ways are not our ways. Isaiah 55. We're to renew our mind through his word. Romans 12. I beseech you, therefore, brethren. Let's read that real quick. Romans chapter 12. Romans 12. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Where's your tent facing? You know, I tell the men, tell the church, you know, as a pastor, as a missionary, or as a minister, my job is to teach them about Christ, that what's in them might work out in their life. I'm not to boss them and control them, but I'm to give them Christ and give them a hunger for this word. I pray that you get in this, that you're getting into it, that you're not just taking it lightly. Taking the things that Brother Smith has taught you for all these years. Because he will leave you and forsake you. But we didn't come to bring ourselves. We came to bring Christ. And he's a good father. He's merciful. Abraham wasn't perfect. I mean, he's just coming back out of Egypt. Lied about his wife. But he sought the Lord. And God is faithful. If he expects us to train up our children the way they should go, why is there no expectation that God's going to do that for us? I've gotten mostly positive feedback, but some people don't understand. But I'm concerned about following God. Let's pray. Father, we love you and we thank you. Lord, you know each and every one here. Help us to be like Abraham. Trust you. Trust you with all of our heart. Help us not. Lot's an example. He leaned to his own understanding. And who can blame him? Man, the grass was watered and all that, Lord, but Lord, help us to seek you. Help us to know that we're approved before you. And Lord, if men support us or encourage us or help us and praise God, but Lord, we have to do with you and everything's uncovered with you. We love you. Help us as we go into prayer time and help us to remember one another. In the precious name of Christ, we pray.